while you're standing, let's give it up for Jesus, right? Here, Weldon, Ferguson, online, give it up for Jesus. Man, I'm excited for 2023. Are you excited? Did you wake up today excited? Did you wake up with all the goals you wrote down? You said, today's the day. I'm getting on this losing weight thing. And then you hit the portico and you said, with this donut, today, later on. I'm excited about 2023. How many of you guys got, you really do believe I'm going to be a better me in 23, right? Pastor David, Pastor Nicole, Pastor Austin, I've been speaking into this. You're going to be a better me in 23. You've got, how many of you believe here, Weldon, Ferguson, online? God's got big, big plans for you in 2023, right? Something great's going to happen in 2023. But here's the thing. I believe all of that. I really do. But as I was praying about this weekend, I really do believe that the Lord was like, hey, listen, there are some things that we have in 2022 that we can't bring in to 2023. So today, at all of our campuses, if you just smile, no one will know it's you. But we've got to be honest about some things, because if we're not careful, we'll carry this into 2023 with the same mindset that we had in 2022. And we got to be believing that God's going to do some miraculous things, and God will, but we play a part in that. You know, the text today is in Hebrews 12. And it says, therefore, since we're surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight, sin which clings so closely. I started thinking about this, and laying aside every weight or every crutch that we're holding on to. You know, crutches are good when you're hurt. You can be on a crutch when you're hurt. But crutches, if we're not careful, become comfortable after a while. It's things that we can just lean on because this is just the way we are. There's some crutches that I could have that I could just say, well, hold on. If I don't lay aside this, if I don't put this down, if I don't say, okay, I'm done with this, I can carry a crutch around for a long time. And that's what I want to talk today about is, what's the crutch that we may be carrying? What's the crutch that you may have that you're kind of walking with? So let's just get into it today. And again, if we think about the text in Hebrews 12, if you're setting it up, Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. It's like the heroes of faith. Everybody is in Hebrews 11 that is these faith people. They're amazing people. And so faith, if you read it in 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is the thing that drives everything, right? We have faith in God. You believe in a God that you have not seen. He hasn't walked up to you physically in the flesh and like said, hey, how you doing? I'm Jesus. We haven't had that. But faith drives everything. But if we read in this text and we think about it for a second, when the Bible was written, and there was no chapters and verses. We added chapters and verses so it's easier for us. But this is all one together. So if we take that mindset of, okay, hey, wait a second, we're going to bring this all together. We have the Hebrews 11, which is the faith people, and now we go into Hebrews 12. God's saying, hey, this faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for with the evidence of things not yet seen. These are all the things that we have. It drives who we are. Faith, hope, and love. It drives everything. But if you look at Hebrews 12, it says, therefore, since we're surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely to us. Let us drop these crutches that we may be carrying. You know, we got to be like, they sent me this video and I said, we have to use that because we got to be like this guy in this video. Look at this guy. He's dancing. Things are going well. He said, forget these crutches. I'm done. It's time to party. How many of you are like me? 2023, it's time to party. You're tired of carrying this stuff with us and it's time to dance and have some fun. I'm going to give you a couple examples. I'm not saying it's you, all right? And these have come out of my own life, okay? So I'm right there with you. Maybe some of us today here, Weldon, Ferguson, online, Sunset, maybe some of us have this crutch of offense that we're carrying. You know, Jesus said very clearly, Jesus said, it's impossible. The God of the possible said in his word, he said, it's impossible. It's impossible that offenses wouldn't come. Luke 17, verse 1. He said, it's impossible that no offenses come. That means no matter how much you pray in the morning, no matter how much you read your Bible in the morning, no matter how much nice you are, when you walk into the office and that one annoying person that you work with says, you're wearing that today, it's impossible that offenses wouldn't come. You ever been that way? I know I have. I've been so full of Jesus, my Jesus tank is full, and then all of a sudden traffic hits on 270. And I lose every ounce of Jesus that I had, not even 2 seconds before. You turn off the worship music because you don't want God to hear what you're about to say. Just the only one. That's fair. Okay. But if we're not careful, this offense we can carry around. Oh, they did this to me. I remember. I remember when they said that about me. I remember when they cheated on me. I remember that. Or maybe it's an unforgiveness crutch. Maybe we're carrying the crutch of unforgiveness. You ever said this before? You're like, I forgive them. I'll never forget. So hopefully the other campuses, you're the respondent. Sunset went a little quiet right there. You're like, man, I just said that last night. I forgive them. I'm not going to forget what they did. Well, the Bible says that God throws our sin as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. Now, here's the thing is, Matthew 6, verse 14. It says, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. That's awesome. That's a cool verse. That means no matter how many people I yell at in traffic, no matter how bad Culver screws up my order last night, and I was there for 35 minutes after I got done preaching last night and got in an argument with my wife while I was on the phone. She's like, why are you at Culver so long? And I was like, I don't want to talk about it right now. I'm getting so angry at this guy. I ordered 4 things of fries. He brought me 1 fry, like literally in a bag. He said, there you go. I said, I ordered 3 more and I've already been here for 30 minutes. And my wife said, why don't you just go in? I said, whose side are you on? May have a little unforgiveness in there. Go to Culver's today. Verse 15 says, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Yeah, but Pastor Phil, you don't know what they did to me. I'm not downplaying what you went through. I'm not downplaying the hurt. I'm not downplaying the pain. I'm not downplaying the betrayal. I'm not downplaying any of that. I'm strictly saying, how many of you guys in this room today at Weldon, Ferguson, online, how many of you guys believe the Bible is true? Yeah. Right? Now listen, I don't like everything that's in it. I don't like doing it. I don't like praying for people that I don't like. Some of you look at me like, they let this dude preach on the first day of the year? But can we just be honest to kick the year off? Loving your enemies stinks. Praying for them who use you stinks. It's not something I'm like, you know what I love to do today? All those people that talk about me online and send me DMs and tell me how bad I am, let's just pray for them. And I'm not talking about pray that God kills them. Some of you are like, dang it. Oh, man. But we got to forgive. We can't carry this crutch. We got to lay it aside. We got to throw it down. You know, sometimes what happens is when we get hurt, we start carrying around the crutch of, have you ever heard this before? It's just me and Jesus. It's, I don't need nobody. It's just me and Jesus. I don't need no man. It's just me and Jesus. It's just me and Jesus. I don't need no woman. It's just me and Jesus. I'm just working on it. It's me and Jesus. Can I tell you, that's not biblical. Now, some of you are looking at like, okay, this is too far. Check this out. Genesis 2, verse 18. Then the Lord God said, who said it? Who said it at all the campuses? God said it. He's looking at Adam and he said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Listen, God said, it's not good for you to be alone. He looked at Adam. Adam never asked for Eve. He didn't ask for Eve. He's naming animals. Things are going well. He's like, boom, hippo, boom, platypus. My life is good. That's my version, but read it on your own. But that's what he was doing. White tail elk, boom, regular elk, boom. Like, he's just having the time of his life. And God said, go to sleep. And God said, here's the reason why. God said, it's not good for you to be alone, which means on this earth, you're gonna need more than just me. You're gonna need people around you. That's why connect groups are so important. That's why when they launch on January 21st, 22nd, you should get in a connect group. Why? Because you know by yourself, when you're alone, you got crazy thoughts. You ever been alone and you start thinking something wild? I have. I've been sitting in the bank line thinking, I could rob this bank. I've watched enough SWAT movies. I could figure this out. You start looking at it, it's like, okay, that's the bank manager, I think. I don't know these people. And I've called people, and I'm like, I think I could rob the bank by my house. And they're like, you're a moron. You can't rob the bank. All right. But when you're alone, you can think crazy thoughts. You got to have people there cheering you on when you finish the race. You got to have people rehydrating you when you're low. It's not good that you be alone, but if we're not careful, it's just me and Jesus. Why? Because I don't want to get back into relationships because I got hurt. Just because that guy did you wrong doesn't mean all guys will do you wrong. And here's the thing is, you might be looking in the wrong spot. If I go to my trash can, you know what's in it? That's all I'm going to say. Okay, so let's move on. Leave it there. Some of you like, oh, last night. Okay, so... I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Okay, so this is Jimmy Weldon Ferguson. You can have a mindset of, and tell me if you've heard this before. I'm not saying it's you, but I'm just saying, have you ever heard the words, this is just the way I am? This is just the way I am. Yeah, I like to tell people the truth. Tell them off. Tell them exactly. I just tell them the truth. I don't lie. I tell people the truth. Well, the Bible says it's truth and love. It's easy to tell people the truth. Listen, kids tell you the truth. If a kid tells you, if your friend tells you you're ugly, they're jealous. If a kid tells you you're ugly, you're ugly. Am I lying? If four-year-olds walk up to you and they're like, ugh, your breath stinks, it smells bad. Nothing. You like a little baby kid? Get away from me. Am I lying, though? Can we just be honest today? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. Just the way I am doesn't work. Not if we're going to be a better me in 23. Not if we want great things to happen in our life. Because I had to realize as I was praying for this message, the old me wasn't working. because I was getting exactly what the old me was getting. Now listen, I'm not saying I've attained. I just told you my Culver story from last night. I literally got done preaching last night and got into it with Culver's. I didn't even go home first. This was a stop on the way home. I haven't attained. But it says in verse 2, listen, it says, therefore, since we're surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. Let us run. You can't run with crutches. You can try. Let me show you this. This is me running. That's the most running I've done this whole year. Ooh, man, I was waiting for that joke. Okay, so you can't run. You look ridiculous, right? I look ridiculous. Can I be honest? Can we just be honest on the first day of the year? Some of us may look a little ridiculous with the crutches we're trying to run with. It's time to lay aside all of these things. Now listen, remember what I said. Crutches can become comfortable if we're not careful. My son, who's traveling with me today, he hurt himself last year playing basketball. He got crutches and he had a boot. And he had to be on it for 6 to 8 weeks. He was going to school at the time and they had a car pickup line. And I don't know if you know anything about car pickup lines, but they're as close to Satan as possible. It's like, I firmly believe he came up with them. They're like right there. I hate lines in general, but I hate car pickup lines, okay? Because he was hurt, they said, you can skip the line and just pick him up in the office. So about 6 to 7 weeks in, he said, my ankle feels pretty good. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Why are we rushing this? You got about 3 months of school left, buddy. Some of you are looking at me like, I have no idea how this guy is on this stage right now. But I just want to be honest in 2023. I don't want to carry this stuff I don't want to do that. Let's just be honest. But if we're not careful, they become comfortable. So how do we let them go? How do we push them aside? How do we throw them aside? First three words of verse 2. Looking to Jesus. Looking to Jesus. Pastor Phil, I got this crutch. I know I got this crutch. But how am I gonna let this thing go? You don't know. And again, I'm not downplaying your pain, but it's like you don't know what happened. You don't know these things. Listen, we've got to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus. He's got to be the main thing. It's got to be when those people hurt you, when you think about it in your mind, what do I got to do? I got to keep my eyes focused on him. I got to stay close to him. I read my Bible, I pray because I want to be close to him. I hang out with my wife and take her on dates because I want a close relationship with her. I read my Bible and I pray because I want a close relationship with Jesus. It doesn't make me any more righteous than what I already am. Let me help you out on today to set you up for the year. When you were at your lowest point and you were doing the dirt that you were doing and it was bad, and when you were on your highest point that you think in your mind between you and Jesus, can I tell you that God loved you the exact same on both spots? The same. But we've got to keep our eyes fixed on him. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 26, he looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things are possible. Jesus said, all things for you and for me. Here at Sunset, Weldon Ferguson Online, he said, all things are possible for us. But there is a requirement that we have to do. God just doesn't, it just doesn't happen, right? It can't just, God's not going to just rain down money from heaven. He said, you're gonna need to tithe. You gotta forgive. You got to let go of these things. He said, you can say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, not doubt in your heart. You'll believe those things that you said will come to pass. You'll have whatever you say. And that's most of the time where people stop. But if you read a little bit farther down, he says, and forgive those who need forgiving. You got to do the second part in order to get the first part. There is a requirement that we have to do. Today, I had to get dressed in order to come here. You're welcome. So, but there's a requirement for that. Check this out. James 2:17. We're believing God for things in 2023. So too faith, if it does not have works to back it up, is by itself dead. I love this. Inoperative or ineffective. Now, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. James goes on to write and says, hey, listen, yes, faith is amazing, but faith by itself does nothing. You can pray and believe God for a man all you want, but if you don't ever leave your house, he ain't coming to your house. Some of you are like, ain't. I'm believing God for finances, and I hate to say this on the first day, you may have to get a job. Okay, that did it. All right, so that's on me. It's like praying to believe God to lose weight this year. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. Well, you can pray about it all you want, but you're actually going to have to do something. That's faith and works. They work hand in hand. Well, I'm going to get out of debt financially. You're going to need to tithe. Well, I want my kids to be involved in the church. Then you're going to have to come to church regularly. That's what you're going to have to do. Well, does it take all that? Anything worth having is worth fighting for. So we're going to have to do a little something. We can't just be like, God will do it when God's ready to do it. Listen, Jesus went to the cross. He died for our sins. He died for our healing. He went to hell and paid the price. And then we're like, God, can you still help me out? Do you think he's sometimes in heaven? He's like, what else you want me to do, man? You got to do a little bit. Actually, what Jesus said in his word was, greater works will you do than I did. It's going to require something of us. Again, I'm not downplaying your hurt or your pain. I'm not downplaying the emotional, maybe trauma that you went through and everything else. Listen, God gave you emotions for a reason. He gave us emotions and feelings for a reason, but he told us not, he's very clear not to be ruled by them. And the Bible is very true. It says that the truth will set you free. And here's what I would say to that. It's only the truth that you're willing to admit to. Because until I'm ready to admit to the truth, until I'm ready to tell somebody about the pain, until I'm ready to say, okay, God, I've got to admit it. I've got to say that this hurt me. You can tell God that it hurt. You don't have to try to be in pride and say, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I've done the same thing. My wife's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm good. I'm totally good. I'm the man of this house. So I run this house. She's like, be real careful with what you just said. I wear the pants. I mean, you pick them out, you tell me what to wear. But for the most part, I wear them. But we got to tell somebody about them. We got to tell it. James 5, verse 16 says, therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another. Check this out, that you may be healed. Oh, wait a second. God's the ultimate healer. But James is saying, here the Holy Spirit has him right. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. What is it? When you start acknowledging and saying, I'm not saying you're carrying the crutch with you. I'm saying what James is saying is, hey, when you acknowledge it, when you do that, when you say, hey, this hurt. hey, this bothered me. We have to, this is how we get healed. We've got to, now, if I broke my arm, I would go to a doctor. The doctor would tell me, you broke your arm. Here's what we need to do to help you heal. Well, when you're going to one another, that's what James is saying. When you're acknowledging it and you're going to it. But we've been, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll think, I don't need to acknowledge it. Just because you don't acknowledge it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Because I will tell you this, whatever you don't deal with eventually catches up and deals with you. So we've got to lay aside this crutch. We got to say, all right, I'm looking to Jesus. I'm looking to the author and the finisher of my faith. So everyone here today and online, you'll see the code right there. Maybe you received a card. If you didn't receive one of these cards, I want you to raise your hands right now where you're at, and the ushers at Weldon and Ferguson and here at Sunset, they're gonna bring you this card. And I want everyone to grab a card. And you'll see on this card, there is no spot for your name. There's no spot for your name at all. Because when I was praying about this and what's the crutch that we're carrying, it's time for in 2023, we don't carry what it was in 2022. And everything in your life happens at the altar. You get saved. You get married. It all happens here. Now, remember what I said, faith without works is useless. Faith without works is useless. So here's what I'm gonna ask you to do at all locations today. And the worship team's gonna sing. And here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna write that down. You don't have to put your name on it. You don't have to do any of that. Don't let pride hold you back. I don't care if you're a DT or maybe you may be even on church staff. And there's that thing that's holding you, that crutch that you know, that it's, as I was talking, I may not have said yours, but you knew what it was. Maybe it was an ex-husband. Maybe it was an ex-wife. Maybe you've been beating yourself up and you need to forgive yourself. Whatever it is, I want you to write it on that card. And as the worship team sings, I want you to come forward and just lay it right here on this stage. Don't get worried about the people that are around you. This is between you and God. So everybody at all locations, stand to your feet. And I'm gonna pray for you. Hold up that card right now that you have. And whatever it is, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. It's to you. He cares for you. So I want you to take it. I want you to write it on this card. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 12. I don't care if you're 80. There may be some things that you're tired of carrying, and I want you to drop it, and I want you to leave it. But each step that you take is a step closer to saying, hey, and when you go to put it on this stage, and you go to put it down, and you go to say, I'm done with it. I believe that God's gonna give you that strength and that power as you go into 2023 to not carry that crutch, to leave it and to let it go. Father, I thank you for each person. God, that you bless them, that you give them strength at Ferguson, strength at Weldon, strength online, strength at Sunset Hills. That as they begin to walk forward, as they put it down, God, it'll be an act of faith, as faith and works combined. They wrote it down, they believe it, and then they're going to release it out of their hand on this stage. And they're gonna say, I'm done with it. It's over and it's finished. I'm not carrying this in 23 anymore. 23 is gonna be the best year of my life. I'm gonna be a better me in 23. I'm gonna be the best version of me that I can possibly be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You can start making your way forward now.